The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. Alvin, I thought of a joke this morning.
Oh, great.
A joke that I came up with a long time ago. Okay. By the way, speaking of jokes, tomorrow we have Victoria Jackson on the program.
Oh, yeah.
We pre-recorded it, ladies and gentlemen, because I'll be in Chattanooga tomorrow. I'm speaking at a church this weekend in Chattanooga, but we pre-recorded with Victoria Jackson, and she is, I guess I don't want to spoil it, but don't miss it tomorrow. You want to watch the video if you can. So you obviously want to sign up for the newsletter, ericmetaxas.com.
Mm-hmm. And check out Rumble now and see the interview.
And
too.
Rumble, yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, right after this segment, we've got Pastor Greg Locke from Nashville. He's amazing, talking about cancel culture. He's a hero. In hour two, we have Ask Metaxas, where I get to answer some questions that you have sent us. Yeah. And you'll see. I got answers. And then we're going to replay my interview with Pastor Che On from a few weeks ago. But here's the joke, okay? Some people know what Socrates in the City is. If you haven't gone to the website, go to socratesinthecity.com.
By the way, I'm ready for a spit take here.
A spit take? Don't do it. When I used to introduce Socrates in the City, people would come to these events. And by the way, we're going to do more in the spring. We're trying to get that set up. But people come to these fancy events, and maybe they don't know why is it called Socrates in the City. So I said the reason it's called that is because Socrates famously said, the unexamined life is not worth living. And then he blew his brains out in an alley. Something like that.
Okay. I swallowed the water, so I wouldn't. Okay.
But anyway, I just thought sometimes random stuff comes into your head. This morning I thought of that. And I thought, what? That was like, came up with that like 12 years ago and it popped into my head.
Yeah.
I just think the idea that you take this hopeful thing, the unexamined life is not worth living, instead of saying, let's lead an examined life, you just go, it's not worth it. And you blew his brains out in an alley. In an alley, folks. Socrates,
right.
In an alley with a gun.
Yeah.
Okay. We should mention this. Today is 26 days till the launch of my book.
Wow.
Is Atheism Dead?
This is like an advent calendar. We're counting down.
Every day you get a little chocolate or something.
Yeah.
But I say this because I want to exhort people to pre-order the book. I've done a couple of interviews on the book. Yesterday I was on Jason Jones's podcast. I posted that on social media. John Zmirak interviewed me for the stream. So I'm starting to do interviews, and I am getting more excited about the book. Mm-hmm. There is stuff in this book. Folks, I promise you, you will hardly believe some of the stuff that's in here. It is new information that everybody should know because it's not like I discovered it. It's been out there for a little bit, but people just haven't heard it. And when you put it all together, as I did in this book, it's astonishing. Yeah. It's absolutely astonishing. Anyway, today's 26 days of the book. I'm asking people, in fact, I might even be begging you to pre-order a copy. There is a pre-order price that is so cheap, if you don't take advantage of it, I think you'll be sorry because these prices don't last. I don't know why they do them as promotions, but if you go to ericmetaxas.com, I think it's the Baker link. I don't know which one, but somebody is selling it for $14.97. It's a $28 book, folks.
Yeah.
Trust me when I tell you, hardcover, blah, 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 blah.
My only fear for you, it's called Is Atheism Dead?
Yeah.
What if atheism comes back to life?
Well, if you believed in resurrection, you wouldn't be an atheist, would you now, Alvin?
Ooh, there's the conundrum.
Okay. All right, so 26 days, please go to – and we actually – I'm asking people to join the launch team. If you join the launch team, you will get a copy of the book, an electronic copy sent to you instantly, and you can read it today. And I promise you, you will not believe some of the stuff that is in it. If the interview I did with Jason Jones and Zmirak, I share some of the stuff. You won't believe it. If you want to read it, you can join the launch team. Go to ericmetaxas.com. Okay, Albin.
Yes.
Very important.
Mm-hmm.
We have a new sponsor on the program. We're going to interview this man. It's J.P. DeGance. He's the author of the book Endgame, and we're going to interview him, I guess, for tomorrow's show.
Yes, tomorrow.
The book Endgame, well, we'll talk about this tomorrow, but it provides people of faith with proven solutions on how to save marriages. Mm-hmm. And people know that this is a big thing for me, because one of the ways you can see the collapse of the culture is collapse of families and collapse of marriage. And the pop culture does nothing to help marriages. It is doing everything it can. It just kind of goes with the flow. It takes divorce as a given. I mean, I understand that, you know, some people grow up in a home without a dad or whatever. Okay, but we need to understand that marriages are important. We can't just say, oh, let's let it go. That's the past. It's really vital. So J.P. DeGance has written a book called Endgame, The Church's Strategic Move to Save Faith and Family in America. If you go to endgamebook.org, you get 15% off the book with promo code Eric. Endgamebook.org. I wanted to say that, but tomorrow we will interview the author, J.P. DeGance.
Yes.
Okay, Albin.
Yes, sir.
I almost got on the subway this morning because the traffic is so bad, uh-oh, but I do work in the cab.
Yeah.
But I thought, it's UN week in New York. Joe Biden gave a drunken peroration a couple of days ago. Imagine if he'd been elected. But the good news is he's just a puppet for some Marxists that have taken over the government. Isn't that great news? The bottom line is the city gets so clogged that the other day, as you know, it took me a million years. It was so expensive to get here because the cab can't go the normal way.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so I almost got on the subway, but because I'm flying to Chattanooga, I had all my luggage with me. You, my friend,
yes,
you took the subway.
Yes, I
did.
And
something happened, and I want people to know life in New York can be crazy.
Yeah, I went to the get on the MTA today to come in from Tarrytown, and there were camera crews outside. And
I was so it wasn't the subway. This was the train, the commuter train from Tarrytown.
Well, I take both, but so it's 6 in the morning. I'm like, what are all the news crews doing out here? So a woman interviews me for News 12 New York. Hello, Jane Fergus. But they interviewed me and said, today is the first day that if you're not wearing a mask on the train, on the platform, in the train itself, and you're going to get a $50 fine. And they asked me, you know, what do you think of that? And, of course, I said, look, I've been inoculated. I've been gotten the shot 42 times. So if I touch you, you're going to be healed.
Right.
And we joked.
You've been inoculated so much that you have the healing. You can heal COVID at a touch. Isn't that amazing
instantly,
what they can do with technology?
So now there's an MTA guy on the announcements, a conductor. He does this announcement where he says, keep your feet off the seats, and he thinks he's funny. Well, he does this whole rant now about, at the end of the line, if you don't wear the mask, we're going to take you to task and give you a fine. And he just keeps rambling, and this is going over the speakers while you're trying to, get to a station, and you're like, shut up,
But didn't a news crew interview you today?
Yeah, that was the news crew itself was asking me, and I just went on with kind of like a stand-up
routine.
So
you're going to be on the local news?
Yeah.
Which local news?
Well, it's at News 12, which is a Westchester County news outlet.
That's really local.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so local, I don't even acknowledge it.
But I'm sure it'll make national news when...
I was going to say, your performance on the local news is going to be so amazing.
I'm wearing the hat.
That I think we're going to lose you. You're going to be hired away. Everybody's going to come after you. We want that guy, and where will I be?
They'll probably throw me in solitary confinement, actually, but whatever.
Okay. I want to mention... man, there's a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
In a couple of minutes, folks, Pastor Greg Locke, we're going to talk about the cancel culture. I guess this is why I'm much less apologetic about asking people to pre-order the book, because being canceled, not being on YouTube and stuff, it's been hard. So I ask you once more, we'll talk about this with Greg in a minute, but please sign up for my newsletter, ericmetaxas.com. There's stuff there that you can't really get any other way.
And by the way, we're in the middle of 21 days of fasting and prayer for the country. That's important.
Oh, you got to go to letusworship.us. How could I forget that? Thank you. We need to be praying for the country. Sean Foyt is doing this. I'll be hosting one of these, but I guess that's next week. Mm-hmm. But is there something on Monday, a special thing
on
Monday?
There's on Friday at
tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow at 10 p.m. 10 10 a.m.
Pacific.
Pacific, right. There's a prayer online. So you
can go
there.
Okay, letusworship.us.
Yeah,
I'm going to go out on a limb here
and
say that people have been praying and things are going to turn around in this country. I said it.
You said
it. I'm not saying it prophetically, but I believe that's what's going to happen. And I'd like you to hold me accountable for what I just said. Thank you. We'll be right back. Hey, folks, you wish you remembered names better and thought more clearly? Improve your memory with VivaLore Memory Support. VivaLore's founder prayed that God would show her the solution to memory loss when her mother had dementia. Divine encounters, faith, and her background as a pharmacist led Susan Gibson to create VivaLore Memory Support. VivaLore is a premium quality all-natural supplement with 5 to 20 times more nutrients than any other memory supplement. It's won numerous awards and has 3 books independently written about it. Visit VivaLore.com for testimonials about the life-changing improvements people have experienced. VivaLore is for those with normal memory, mild, or severe memory loss. Do not wait till your memory slips. The pathology starts 20 years before your first memory loss symptom. VivaLore is V-I-V-O-L-O-R. Go to VivaLore.com, buy 3 and get 40% off automatically applied. That's 40% off if you order 3. The makers pray that God's healing presence rests on every pill. VivaLore.com, V-I-V-O-L-O-R.com. Check it out. Hey there, folks. Welcome to Thursday. Albin, it's Thursday. Well, you know what that means. It means in hour 2, we have Ask Metaxas. And in hour 1, we're talking to my friend, one of the heroes, Pastor Greg Locke. He is in the Nashville area, in Mount Juliet, actually, Tennessee. He pastors Global Vision Bible Church. My brother Greg, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for having me. Always a joy.
You encourage me, and that's important because there are not a lot of voices out there. I was just talking to my wife this morning about who has been really bold, who is saying this stuff that other people say, well, you can't say that, can't say that. You've been one of them, and for your boldness, I guess, you were recently kicked off of Twitter. I guess that I should take it as a badge of honor. This program was kicked off YouTube because we must be saying something that's bothering somebody. I know I'm not spreading disinformation or misinformation, and I know you're not, but that's what they say. Isn't that what they said?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know you're over the target, dropping the right bombs. And, I mean, I've been on Twitter since 2009, and anybody that knows anything about social media, Twitter is the hardest platform to build, but it also has the most trolls and the most vitriolic pushback. And so, you know, it really is a kind of a badge of honor. I had 115,000 followers, verified platform, and boom. They took it down and said lifetime suspension.
It's amazing because I had a similar thing. We had, I don't know, 220,000 YouTube subscribers. And they gave us, you know, it's kind of like this creepy Marxist standards, community standards, right? And I think folks like you and me, we're being loud because we know this is not just un-American. This is anti-American. This is evil.
Yes.
This is Marxist evil. We shouldn't stand for it. And by the way, if you stand for it, you're part of the problem, folks. I hate to break it down for you, but you are part of the problem. We're living in tough times. So,
yes.
Pastor Greg, tell us, first of all, what is the website for your church? Quick, before I forget.
Yep, globalvisionbc, like BibleChurch.com.
Globalvisionbc.com. How long have you been pastoring? Where did you grow up?
Yeah, I grew up right here in my hometown, a prophet not without honor, but in his own country, like Jesus said. But it was a tiny little 5,000-person town, and then it's just exploded. We're kind of like the last bedroom community here in Nashville. I came back home in 2006, so 15 years ago, I started the church from scratch. And now we're in a 3,000-seat tent, and people just keep showing up because somebody's saying something, and God's given us a voice to the nation. So thank God for it.
Well, this is what I have noticed, that those pastors who've been particularly heroic and bold, their churches have exploded because there's a hunger for this out there, even among non-believers or among people that say, well, I'm a believer, but I don't really go to church. People are really hungry for this. So I find it kind of funny that the free market sometimes does really wonderful things. I mean, you know, if you have a virtuous population, they will choose virtuous and good things. And that seems to be what's happening. We know that our friends in California, Jack Hibbs and others. Their churches have gone up. The numbers have gone up. I'm speaking at Cornerstone Chapel in Virginia in a few days. They've experienced a similar thing. When did you decide to kind of get bold on this stuff? Was there a moment for you? Was it during the last few years? When did you decide to be outspoken and become a target of people who just don't like bold people?
The dam kind of broke for me in 2015 when the Supreme Court made their ridiculous decision for same-sex marriage. And so I did a video called I'm Coming Out of the Closet, and that was it. I mean, we went from 5,000 followers to 50,000 followers to the blue check mark, and pretty soon 250, 500, a million. And then, of course, I started fighting Target over the transgender bathroom nonsense and Planned Parenthood, just back and forth with them. And so it just seemed like controversy began to build the ministry. And then I jumped on the Trump train, literally, because I did a couple of bus tours for Mike Lindell and some others. And so it just seems like every time I would say something, people would resonate and they would say, you are saying what we wish our pastors would say. And so it's interesting now you talk about the churches that remained open. Last night, for example, on a Wednesday night Bible study, we have more people now on a Wednesday night Bible study than we had pre-COVID on a Sunday morning church service on a Wednesday night midweek. And so the last time I was with you there in New York on the show, in the studio, we had a tent that would seat 1,200 people. We so overfilled it that now we have a tent that seats 3,000 people. And so we're just magnanimously growing, and we're watching God do some crazy stuff because, you know, courage is contagious. And people are looking for leaders to say what needs to be said.
You obviously prayed the magic prayer of Jabez, Lord, expand my tents. It's magic. You just pray that prayer and the tents get big. Well, listen, seriously, though, I've noticed this over and over and over that let's be honest. The reason that people say, thank you so much for saying what I'm saying, people say that to me, and I think, what am I saying? And then you realize it's not that you're saying it. It's that others aren't saying it. That's the key.
Exactly.
If they were saying it, I wouldn't even be having this conversation with you right now, because most pastors would say, we're going to speak what we think is true. By the way, Greg, it doesn't even have to be right. If you think it's true and you say it, this is a free country, and people can come after us and we can have a debate. But people are now policing this. And I just I want to say how viciously anti-American this is. People died for our freedom, folks. This is antithetical to that. This is not, you know, a strain within the American experiment. No, this is anti-American experiment. This makes King George III look like George Washington. This is a Marxist idea that is designed to destroy American freedom, designed to destroy churches. We know where this goes, okay? It's always anti-Christian. But it's really particularly beautiful to see pastors like you speaking up about this. Let's go back to 2015 when you said that, you know, the Supreme Court makes this law saying that two men can get married or two women can get married. And it's a funny thing, right? Because we can still say, well, I love my gay friends just the way that I love my my friends that they don't walk with Jesus. I love them, but I'm not going to say that's a good thing. I'm not going to say it's great that you're not walking with Jesus. I'm going to love you, but my conscience won't let me affirm you in that. It is a strange thing that you and I have gotten to point in our lifetimes, you know, we're not that old, but where the quote unquote law of the land has for the first time ever become antithetical to what the scripture says in a very bold way. So when that happened, because I didn't know you in 2015, how many others, who else was boldly speaking about this?
You know, to be honest with you, everybody seems to be silent about all the issues. And so I think because I did come out and say something and nobody else was, everybody just kind of gravitated to us. And so we had this wave of growth, not just in the church, but most of all on social media. And I tell people, look, I'm not a jerk for Jesus. I know I'm super demonstrative about what I believe, but acceptance and approval are two very different things. I'm called by the gospel to accept you no matter what you choose to do. That doesn't mean I have to approve of your lifestyle. We speak the truth in love, but we can't speak love at the expense of truth, because if you just speak love and no truth, then it's not loving, nor is it truthful. And so nobody was really saying anything. And I saw the nefarious plan. I said, look, this is going to open Pandora's box. And we see now that we're fighting what I call the alphabet cult, LGBTQ, BLM, the whole deal. And so we were right. We were right to say that this is going to open Pandora's box. It's always been about the kids, and it's about the kids now. It's about indoctrination of our young people. And so that's where we are. And now pastors are like, oh, my goodness, we don't want to say anything about it because that doesn't make us loving. No, the gospel proclaims that we have to call sin what it is.
I mean, I have to say that, you know, even if you don't call it sin, I mean, if you love somebody, you're going to want to steer them in the right direction. And if you really love them, you can't help but do that. So sometimes it's going to say, I'm going to say nothing, but I'm certainly not going to say that is good when I know it's. I mean, we can forget about homosexuality. We talk about people sleeping together outside of marriage, right?
Absolutely.
Churches have often been silent about that. And I think to myself, if you really love people, you claim to love people, how are you not going to help them with this? There is.
I actually preached on that last night in Bible study.
Well, that's why your church is, your tents are exploding, brother. There's not enough canvas in the world. I think people are, as you said before, and I mentioned, they're hungry for this. They're actually hungry for people who will speak things that are unpleasant or whatever, because they say, I don't care. I want to know. I want to know. I think that's why the Islam is growing in prisons. Young men in particular, they're just hungry for rules, and they want to know. They want to know. And if we just agree with them, it just works backwards. It doesn't work. Tell me the website for your church again, so for folks can go there.
Yeah, absolutely. GlobalVisionBC.com. They can also go to just PastorLock.com and
Pastor
all
Locke.
Of our live streams.
So, L-O-C-K-E. So how many people showed up yesterday for a Wednesday night Bible study? I love this.
Wednesday night Bible study, middle of the week for prayer, we probably had 500, 550 people show up.
For a Bible study, right?
For a Bible study.
Yeah,
in
Mount
time.
Juliet. Yeah, that's not New York City. It's
in the tent in a cool, chilly night. On Sundays, I mean, we're talking about hundreds and hundreds of people showing up. It's unbelievable.
I love it.
We've
baptized
1,700 people in 15 months.
Baptized. Yeah.
Baptized followers of Christ, 1,700 people.
We're gonna be right back. Folks, I'm talking to Tennessee pastor Greg Locke, just banned from Twitter. Badge of honor, folks. We'll be right back. Hey, folks, I've got to tell you a secret about Relief Factor that the father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, have never made a big deal about, but I think it is a big deal. I really do. They sell the 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, $19.95, about a dollar a day. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a 3-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after if you keep ordering it. Friends, that's huge. People don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. So yes, Pete and Seth are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. They really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, order the 3-week quick start for $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. I use it. It works.
Make like a Mr. Milquetoast, you'll get shut out.
Hey, folks, I'm talking to my friend, Pastor Greg Locke. He's with Global Vision Bible Church in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. Greg, you were knocked off of Twitter, praise the Lord, for spreading, quote unquote, COVID misinformation. What are you saying that is so? Are you cursing? Is it pornography? What are you putting on there that they say, we got to ban this guy? We're not going to ban the Taliban. We're not going to ban. We're going to, you can do anything you want, but you must have done something really horrible. What did you do?
Yeah, I'm just telling people that I believe in medical freedom, and they don't like that because they love government overreach, right? And so I just said, look, if you don't want to take the jab, don't take the jab. You shouldn't have to lose your job. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. But when our church puts up a sign that says we're a mask-free campus because we celebrate faith over fear, then don't freak out. And I'm telling you, the news media had a melt-their-face-off moment when we put up that sign. But nobody wants to say anything about the large African-American church in Atlanta that says you can't even come to our parking lot if you're not vaccinated. And so the hypocrisy is unbelievable. So they said I'm spreading medical misinformation when I'm not. They're trying to tell us that the hospitals are overrun. I'm a pastor. I've been to the COVID ward. They're not overrun. We may have three or four people in our COVID unit, right? And so the skewing of the numbers is unbelievable, and they do not want us saying that.
Now, here's my question. What do you think, and I don't know if you know, I don't know, but what do you think is behind this? Because we both know we're in crazy town. I mean, the transgender stuff, it's the same thing. They're asking, you know, seven-year-olds, what pronoun are you? What are you? That's insanity. We have to be honest. This is insanity, but it's actually worse than insanity because it's a kind of an enforced insanity. If somebody wants to be crazy, it's a free country. But we now have taxpayer-funded government entities pushing madness. Most Americans flat out know it's madness. So what do you think is behind the COVID thing? Because what you just said, okay, we're a mask-free zone if you want to come here. Now, in a normal America, there will be some people who would say, you know what, I think that's crazy. I wouldn't go to that church. Great. That's why we have the free market. You go to the church where you want to go. Don't go to church. Once the government steps in, we know that is an abrogation of religious liberty. It's not their business. They're not supposed to put their thumb on the scales. They're not supposed to back this company over this company, this way of doing business. What do you think is behind this? Because you know you're not spreading disinformation. You and I know we've read enough. Why do you think they are so adamant about this that even at some point they're going to say, we're going to knock you off Twitter because we can't even bear to hear what you're saying? What do you think it is?
Well, you know, I think in 2016, Donald Trump, for lack of better terminology, was a speed bump to the deep state. They really thought Hillary was a shoe-in. They had no idea that Donald Trump was going to come out of left field and actually win. So they had to figure out, we've got to do something to secure the election moving forward. And so I think this thing's been a plan from the word go. We would have never heard of this flu strain had it not been an election year. It's been nothing but a political ramrod, because here's what's happening now. From now to the end of the age, the gumball machine, the genie in the bottle for the Democrat Party is now COVID, because all they have to do is pull the lever. They get whatever they want financially, politically, religiously, you name it. All they have to say is COVID, 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 and they get whatever they want. They put Dr. Fauci up front, whatever he says, whether it makes sense or not, it doesn't matter. It is their new genie in a bottle. That's the plan, because all they have to do is talk about COVID, and the media has sown so much fear into the American people that people will go with it. This is compliant communism, right? That's the way they've come in. They're making people compliant. This is not about health. This is not about safety. This is about compliance, 100%.
It's fascinating because, you know, you're saying it exactly as it is. It's fear-mongering. And let's face it, that in itself is shameful. When a company is doing it to sell products, we think that's just dirty and wrong, but it's a free country and they can do that. But when the government does it, they have a responsibility, because we're supposed to be the government. They're supposed to represent us utterly. When media does it, now the media journalists also have responsibility to speak the truth. This is their job. Something has happened in America. It's like the spirit of the age. We know ultimately it's a spiritual thing, but it's kind of amazing to watch it and then to see people be singled out like you and sometimes me. And you think, why is it that most people are so quiet? Where do you see this going, Greg?
Well, the interesting thing is there's no consequences in America to being a leftist. You don't get canceled for the most part, although the cancel culture is kind of rising up and eating some of their own. But there's no consequences. But if you're on the right, especially if you're a Christian, if you're what they call a fundamentalist, you know, a right winger, then I'm telling you, there is a great price to pay. I tell people, if you're going to serve Jesus and save the nation, it's not going to cost you something. It's going to cost you everything. So there's no end to this. All of this nonsense, you know, one day we're going back to normal. We're never going back to normal. We're never going back to the way that things were, because COVID has given them too much. And we don't need to go back, because we used to hear all the prophets and the preachers say, oh, there's going to come a day when the beast system is set up. And I think in the last 18 to 20 months, we have leapt prophetically about 50 years, because now we are right where we're watching the beast system be set up. And we are seeing what we thought maybe another generation would see.
Yeah,
no, we're there. We're in the end days right this very moment.
Well,
we better pay attention.
I have mixed feelings about that. I don't really disagree with what you just said. But in terms of the timing, I believe, and we shall see, I don't know, that we're going to get a reprieve, that we're not coasting all the way into the pit of hell. But I do think you're right that we have leapt ahead, and you know it and I know it. If you're paying attention, you just go, whoa, I didn't.
Yeah.
How did this happen? Because let's be honest, we can envision a lot of things, but nobody envisioned COVID, masks, injections, vaccine passports, vaccine. Nobody envisioned that. At least if somebody did, I never heard of it. So it's startling to think, oh, this is how it happens. I didn't know what's going to how that could happen in America. This is how it happened. We're going to be right back talking to Greg Locke. Don't go away.
Hear the latest reporting and analysis on the big stories of the day on the Daybreak Insider podcast. It's top-notch reporting from SRN News, along with the sharpest insight from Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, and the voices of townhall.com. The Daybreak Insider podcast. It's your first look at today's top stories. Available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and at salempodcastnetwork.com.
Hey there, folks. I am talking to Pastor Greg Locke. He is the pastor of Global Vision Bible Church, a growing church in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. Greg, you were talking about how the beast system, this is a, if you're not a Christian, you're not going to understand what we're talking about. Or even if you are a Christian, if you're not a Bible-believing Christian, you don't get this. But you said it's being set up, and I can smell that. It just feels like it. We didn't see it coming. It's just nasty. The good news to me is that it is waking up the church, the remnant. Yes. There are people – I mean, whoever thought that pastors in California would be on fire? Whoever thought that you and other pastors would just be fighting the fight? I never thought I'd be talking about this stuff. But – people are waking up. It took a lot, but sometimes the enemy overplays his hand. Yeah. And it's like, okay, now the church is waking up. Now people are getting on school boards. Now things are happening that were not happening 4 years ago. And that seems to me part of God's plan.
Oh, absolutely. And to play to what you said before the break a moment ago, I do believe we're going to get a reprieve, because I think the greatest revival we've ever seen is beginning and it's on its way, but it's going to come through the back door of persecution. And that's why a lot of the body of Christ is going to miss it, because we're praying that revival comes out of a prayer meeting or from the pulpit. It's going to come through the process of persecution. And that's what's happened in China and any communistic, you know, socialistic country where the gospel is not free to be preached. Anytime there's prosperity, the church gets sleepy. But when persecution comes, it wakes us up. And so I tell people, look, as a pastor, I'm not just going to go around trying to wake up a few sleeping sheep. I want to wake up the other lions that are ready to roar, because the righteous are bold as a lion. And there's no time for timidity. We have got to stand up and push back and say enough is enough. And there are some churches that are never going to reopen because of all this. And some of them don't need to, because they were nothing more than coffee drinking social clubs before this whole thing started. They were just motivational pop psychology gurus. And so the remnant is rising. And that remnant is being led by pastors that are willing to put their neck on the line and say, enough's enough. This is what the Bible says. This is where we're standing.
And, you know, it is interesting, too, because people over the decades have talked about the feminization of the church. This is the antithesis to that. In other words, we're seeing a kind of a manly pastor arise. And I think a lot of men are attracted to that. They go, well, I can go to a church like that, where the guy's obviously a real man who's willing to talk about things. There's a kind of a courage coming out. That's another wonderful development that I think we're seeing right now, is that kind of leadership. I also think that if you're really broken, I mean, there are a lot of people out there, they don't go to church, they don't know Jesus. When things get really bad, as they are right now, you know, a thousand different ways, people get a little desperate and they start looking for answers, and they're going to find answers from folks like you, from folks like my friend Sean Foyt and Rob McCoy, and all of these churches where it's real and people know they're not playing church. They know this is real. We see the power of God. We see lives changed. We see joy. So it is sort of an exciting time in which we live, except it makes me think, like, maybe the evangelicals for Biden were doing a good thing by ushering in the persecution. You ever think about that? No, just kidding.
Absolutely.
Just kidding.
You know, it's interesting. The number one demographic by which we are growing in our church is unchurched men that love to listen to me because I'm willing to say something. And they're getting saved and baptized by the hundreds, and they are showing up. And I mean, you talk about a remnant rising, and these wives are saying, I've never seen my husband like the Bible, but because you're a man's man, he's showing up. And I mean, these guys are coming from all over the
world.
And
speaking of man's men, you can't mention man's men without mentioning Ken Graves in Bangor, Maine.
Yes.
I spoke in his church a while ago, and I said I believe that he was put on the earth to make other men feel slightly effeminate. He's such a man's man. But it's kind of funny to me because what we know, you know, and I know from Scripture, when men are men, it blesses everybody. Women get blessed.
Yes.
Children get blessed. And we know that, you know, the Jezebelic spirit of our age has worked against that. And it hasn't just harmed men. It harms women. It harms kids. It harms families.
Absolutely.
It harms churches. It harms everybody. And so it's a really cool thing to see this happening. Let me ask you about your sense of politics. A lot of people, what goes along with what you're doing and what I do sometimes, they say, well, you know, if you're going to talk about Jesus, you can't talk about politics. To me, that's just manifestly insane.
Yeah.
But where do you see where we are politically right now? What do you make of the 2020 election? Every day that passes, I'm more convinced the truth is going to come out and it's going to blow people's minds. It's taking a lot of time.
Absolutely. Oh, it's definitely a great deception, and I've called it fraudulent from the word go, and people get angry about that, but the truth is coming out. Exposure is coming, and I know that people say, oh, you're just a false prophet. You're a QAnon conspiracy theorist. You call it what you want to. Everything we do as believers, we view through the lens of Scripture, so I cannot leave politics off the table. Jesus said John the Baptist was the greatest prophet ever born of a woman. Now, if Jesus says that about you, that's a pretty good recommendation. But the man got his head cut off because he equally preached Jesus and called out the corruption of the king. And so if Jesus said he was the greatest and the guy died because he was a political pundit in the pulpit, as it were, then we have to understand there is a reason we need to call out corrupt politics, because if we don't, they're going to take away our platform to even preach about Jesus and the kingdom of God. And so to me, they're really one and the same. You cannot leave them off the table. Everything I do has a biblical slant to it. And so even my politics are affected by the Bible. So how could I not say these things?
Well, but that's the whole thing, is that where do we ever get the idea? It is not a Christian idea. It's not a biblical idea. It's definitely not an American idea that we're supposed to have the separation of church and state on this level. Separation of church and state means the government is not supposed to interfere with churches. But churches have always known we're supposed to live our faith out in every realm. And, you know, from Wilberforce to Bonhoeffer, imagine if they said, my faith is a private thing. I don't want to get political. We'd still have slaves. We still, you know, it goes on and on. I feel that. You know, we have to be honest and say, you know, folks like you and me, we don't hate people, but we will condemn things. So when you have somebody who says, I'm a Catholic, now the official position of the Catholic Church is extraordinarily pro-life. So when you are passing policies to murder the unborn, you know, it's a free country. You want to think that way, but don't expect God to bless you. And I really do believe that. We're going to go to a break here, but I was just to finish my thought. We're living in a season where I think judgment has come, because every single thing that Joe Biden sets his hand to, it's not just not working, it's disaster. We are seeing disaster, disaster, disaster. What happened in Afghanistan, what happened at the UN, everywhere you turn, it is disastrous. And I think a lot of people who voted for him, they're beginning to see it. It's unavoidable. Anyway, we'll be right back talking to Pastor Greg Locke, the church's Global Vision Bible Church in Mount Juliet. Check it out.
Yesterday morning, they let me know you.
Hey, folks, I'm talking to Pastor Greg Locke, Global Vision Bible Church, Mount Juliet, right outside of Nashville. Okay, so Twitter kicked you off, badge of honor. Are you on other social media? Because I'm on Rumble. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Parler, Getter, Gab. There's all this stuff out there. Frank Speech. This program airs every day at 3 p.m. Eastern on Frank Speech because we got kicked off of YouTube. Are you bothering with that other stuff? What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. We have verified check marks on just about all those platforms that you just mentioned. Telegram is really, really growing. Getter is growing. Of course, I'm still on Instagram. Ironically enough, they've kept me on Facebook. We have 3 million followers on Facebook between two different platforms and so two different pages.
3 million. Oh, my God.
Yeah, 2.2 million at Pastor Greg Locke and 900,000 at On Point with Pastor Greg Locke. So they let me still say some stuff there, but we're growing on Gab and Rumble and a lot of those places.
It's just – it's absolutely crazy. I'm not on Telegram. I got to get on there. And Getter –
I would highly suggest that.
Where do they – okay. Where do they get the name – whenever I see Getter, I think of Getter Done. I can't help but think that. I don't know who came up with that or what Getter means.
I think it's just a play on Twitter because what happens is when you get on Getter, they take a lot of your followers from Twitter and they migrate them over to your account to immediately grow your account quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so Getter is a play on Twitter. you don't get the platform.
Getter. Go on Getter.
Getter.
So, when I hear that you have 3 million followers on Facebook – it really does feel to me like the persecution, the COVID madness, the season that we've entered into, we all know that God works all things together for good for those that love him and are called according to his purpose. And I have seen a lot of good, like we were saying, come out of the madness. Mm-hmm. The church is waking up and I see people fighting. And I see a lot of people, if it hadn't been for the COVID lockdowns, which were horrific, but... Mm. It has made people discover folks like you, and they go to your church online every week because they say, I want to get fed by that. Do you have metrics like how many people are following you on the Sunday services or whatever?
It is a daunting amount. Here's the interesting. Last night I preached on Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving, you know, not a very happy-go-lucky friendly verse. But since last night, I looked just before we got on the program here, we've had 257,000 views on a Wednesday night Bible study. We carried 12,000 people consecutively for almost the entire service. It's unbelievable, the people that are watching us on a regular basis. That's a Wednesday night.
That is straight up nuts. Can I preach in your church, brother? No,
yes,
I'm
sir,
serious.
My brother.
I'm serious. Like that is astonishing. I mean, you got to understand, we're seeing a sea change in our lifetime. If somebody had said 5 years ago, people are going to attend church watching a screen, getting teaching from a screen. We say, nah, I don't know. That doesn't seem it happened. It was goosed along by the horror of this insane season in which we live. But what that means, Pastor Greg, is that an infinity of people are getting solid biblical teaching who were not getting it before. They've been driven to you, to Jack Hibbs. I mentioned, you know, the names that I mentioned, Ken Graves, and I'm just getting to know this handful of pastors, and it's so cool to think that, you know, you're thrilled that you got 800 people in the building last night on a Wednesday night, but then you tell me you've had 250,000 views. I mean, it feels like your sanctuary has become like a studio audience. This is pretty.
Yes.
It's astonishing. Well, look, I know I'm going to get to your neck of the woods, and I will see you soon. I want to get – before we – when we go off the air, I want to get your address to mail you a copy of my new book, Is Atheism Dead? I'm all hopped up about that. God is doing something. Aslan is on the move. It is just deeply encouraging to know you're there, Pastor Greg Locke. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.